So mums are pretty good, aren't they, at noticing things. They got most of those questions right in the quiz and could recognise their children's voices. They recognise things like if you're sneakily still reading with your torch under the covers when you should be in bed asleep. Or today, I suppose you'd be using your mobile device under the covers. So I'm showing my age there, that I would actually have a book with a torch and not want to turn the light off. Or when you've pinched one of your younger brother's sweets when he had turned his back. Who, me? And then as you get older, it might be things like, you know, you're heading out with your friends for a night out and she calls out from another room, so she can't even see you. Are you going out dressed like that? How do they know? Because they don't just notice when you're doing things perhaps wrong, though. They'll also notice when you're a bit down or a bit scared or just need a hug. So mums are pretty good at noticing and spotting things. How good are you at noticing things? Did you get given a spot the difference when you came in? So I think it says there are 10 differences. It says spot 10 differences in 33 seconds. Don't know if you timed yourself. But did you spot the differences? Who got 10? 9? 8? Lower than 8? Perhaps you didn't do it. So there were... The clock is different. You all get that one? The knobs on the cupboard in the background are round and then heart-shaped on the right. You got that one? Granny's hairpin is missing. The picture is slightly different on the wall at the back. Little girl's tongue is out on the left and not on the right. There's a bowl on the shelf in the background and two little figures. There's a slight difference in the plate on the right-hand side. You can see it better. It goes off the side of the screen. That doesn't help. Kitty is holding a different spoon. Granny's got a slightly different collar on her blouse. And then one of the biscuits on the tray is different. I think... Oh, bananas. And the bananas. See, I didn't spot that one. I didn't notice. Where's the icing different? Oh, it is slightly different. Yes, well done. I didn't spot that one. The child's shoes. Yes, another one. Those three that I didn't spot. The window. The curtain is slightly different as well. Well done. So some of those I didn't spot, and you did. Very good at noticing. Don't know if anybody tried that one. Too hard. I'm not going to go over that one. We'll be here all day. You can do that one at home by yourself. If you had a crowd like that, obviously it's very hard to spot the differences, isn't it? And... It can be just as hard, I suppose, as a mum to spot everything. Now, if you thought it was hard picking out your child's voice out of 4 or 5 voices, then spare a thought for these mums.
Utterly exhausted by the walk, the mother still has one final challenge before she can meet her chick. Finding him. There are over 3,000 fathers with chicks here, and even to penguins, they all look the same. For the chick, time is running out. But the penguins have a solution. The fathers get in line, and Dad and his chick join them. they form an identity parade. All she has to do is simply work her way along the line. Sounds simple enough, but among all the penguin lookalikes, her partner is still tricky to recognize. So every so often, she stops and calls. Her cry is unique, and the father responds with a call of his own. It's what she was hoping to hear. After 2 months at sea and a 60-mile trek across the ice, she's made it back in the nick of time. In a miracle of natural timing, he gets a morsel that will save his life.
Well, what a good job it is, isn't it, that the penguins can recognise each other's voices. And out of all of those penguins that look the same, they're able to find each other. And we're thinking about how God knows us. Even there's so many people in the world, but God knows us each individually, and we can know him and recognise his voice. So we're grateful for all the ways that mums and all those who look after us, watch over us, and notice the really important things. And when Jesus was teaching his followers, he said, "I'm the good shepherd. I really know my sheep." That's all of us. He really knows us very well, and he notices what's going on in our lives, just like our mums hopefully do. The good shepherd knows what the sheep need. He knows what his sheep need. He looks after them, notices if one is sick or injured or missing, and does what needs to be done to help them and find them. At the first service, Peter was pointing out that there was no vets in those days. It was the shepherd who looked after the injured and sick sheep and had to know what to do to bring them back to health again. God the Father, like Jesus, God the Son, knows us and notices us. He sees all the things going on in our lives, the big stuff and the little stuff. Nothing escapes his notice. So don't ever think that you are not important enough for God to notice you. He's always watching over you. But I think that sometimes we're not always very good at noticing him. Jesus said that as the good shepherd, he knows us, and he says that his sheep know him and listen to his voice. But sometimes I think we forget to listen for Jesus' voice, or sometimes we don't recognize his voice. And just like with the penguins, it's really important that we recognize his voice, that we learn to recognize it. We hear his voice, I think, whenever we just pause for a moment and think, now what would Jesus do in this situation? And of course we learn that from reading the things that Jesus taught us in the Bible. And we can hear his voice when we pray. Because prayer isn't just coming with a long list of all the things that we want God to do for us. It's also about listening as well and asking his Holy Spirit to kind of help us to know what Jesus might want us to do or to say and what he might want to say to us. Sometimes we just don't notice God is with us when he's all around us. Jacob was camping in a special place, but he didn't notice that God was with him until he had his dream. We might come into a church and we might feel that it has, that there is a special atmosphere, and we might feel and expect to feel as if God is close to us here in a place like this. But is God in the supermarket? Is God in the classroom? Is God in the doctor's surgery? Is God in the countryside on a beautiful walk? Is he in the car as you're driving along? Well, yes, he's in all of those situations and all of those places. But sometimes we just need to take the time to notice him. And then you might see that he's there in that beautiful creation. That he's there in an act of kindness. He's there in the coincidences and the chance meetings that we might have. He's there sometimes in those deep conversations that we can get into sometimes when people really open up about how they're feeling. Sometimes he's there because you are there. When we follow Jesus and have his Holy Spirit within us, then we have the very real privilege of taking God with us into all sorts of situations. When you really think about that, that's, gosh, wow. And he wants us to be good at noticing the things that matter to him. The person who needs help. The person who needs love. The person who needs to know that God sees them and knows them and notices them and that they can know him. Let's pray. God of love, passionate and strong, tender and careful, help us to know you and to notice you wherever we are. Watch over us and hold us all the days of our life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.